Stuart, have you not won that game today?
Well, I think you asked me the same question against Forest. How do we not get anything out of the game? Today we totally dominated the game from start to finish. The amount of chances were created. I just had a pop up at the forwards and the midfield players because their jobs, because we're playing well. The back four have done the job and the keeper have done the job. The back four have stopped the keeper from being busy. But the amount of chances we've created, we've got to be coming here. I'm definitely disappointed because we've dropped 2 points. We've totally controlled the game and bossed the game as well.
I've had a look at the stats, 24 shots in the game and I think just 3 on target, which kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Well, people be asking what do you do on the training ground. We've got forwards that always want to do finishing. But it's just shown again, what I've keep saying before, is the most important touch of a football is the last touch. You need that little bit of calmness. We just need somebody to have that bit of composure to slot it in. I think we've had 2 cleared off the line, which on another day could have gone in, but the amount of times we're in front of goal and we're not working the keeper. We're playing towards our fans, and in the end, the fans must be getting so fed up because the amount of attempts we're having, we just wanted them to have something to celebrate. But I just felt it was going to come, whether it was going to be in the first 5 minutes or the 93rd minute, I just felt it was going
to
come.
It's tough to assess, though, isn't it, as a manager, because you've done everything but get the goal.
Yeah. Gosh, we go to Brighton and we win. We go to Middlesbrough and we win. We go to Burnley and we win. So the players are putting in fantastic performances, but it just shows that it's the most important part is sticking it in that net. And I think every probably midfield players, apart from Semi, I think Cokie's had a couple, fullbacks had a couple of chances. The amount of chances we've had throughout the team, but we've got to be scoring and winning the game.
You did get one in the net, Stevie May, with a terrific finish as well, but it was disallowed because of the challenge by Atty Niuiu. What was your view on that?
Well, you can often go by the player's reaction because the player's just carried on and playing as normal. So I was surprised when the referee gave a decision for a foul against Atty. But again, it just shows if we can get great chances. If anything, Stevie May, that was probably the only chance, I think, had a free kick as well. But I was disappointed that was disallowed, but we had enough chances to go on and win the game.
And often when teams, you know, I think you've got 5 goals in 6 games, but you've kept the clean sheets, you can say, well, how are you going to do this? But you're creating the chances, which is the key thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because we went through probably a period last season where we were probably, in the end, we became solid, but we were a bit playing sort of attacking football where we're creating chances. At the moment, we're dominating games, but especially being away from home. But I just hope it doesn't haunt us to drop 2 points here, drop a point probably against Forest, concede in the 10 seconds to go against Millwall. So they all add up, and I just know that we should be higher up the league with our performances. They warrant it. But we've got to be more ruthless with teams.
You mentioned that you want the players to be a little bit more ruthless. How do you get that?
Well, I don't want anybody saying I'm unlucky. I want people to demand more from each other, and it's about concentration. It's, at the end of the day, they don't mean to miss deliberately. It's just that little bit of a calmness that you need. And like I've just said to the players, you've had that feeling hundreds and hundreds of times in training, and you've just got to sort of replay that. But the players are disappointed because they know they've come off and thrown 2 points away.
But there are positives, aren't there? I know it's hard to talk about that now, having not won the game, but another clean sheet away from home. It's not often that teams go away from home and create 24 chances.
No, it isn't. And like I say, at the moment, the away form is excellent. And I think we've had 7 games in 21 and 5 of them away. If you said to me, would you settle for nil-nils in them 5? Possibly not, because I know we're playing well and we are creating chances, but the players have got to take responsibility and they've got to start sticking the ball in the net.
You had to make a decision at the back with Leuven suspended. You went with Kamil Zayata, even though he just returned from international duty. Talk us through that thinking and how he performed.
Well, it's been unfortunate for Claude, because Claude had been working on all week in the back four. We'd done our shape and pattern. But I just felt, well, I need to see Kamil when he came back from international duty. And Kamil was outstanding when he played at Burnley. So if Kamil was fit and hadn't took a knock, subject to fatigue as well. But I had a good chat with Kamil yesterday when he came back in for training. No, he was very confident. And I thought him and Lees together were awesome as well.
He's not put a foot wrong so far, Tom Lees, has he?
He's unbelievable, isn't he? He just gets on with it. He's in the right place at the right time. Might have to stick him up front.
And as you move forward now, I mean, as you try and get that sort of that ruthless streak in you, do you think that just getting another game quickly now is perhaps the best thing, to go out there and get back at it against Birmingham?
Well, we don't fear anybody, because we are playing well. Everybody's on top of the game, and except in front of goal. So I'm delighted like the way we are performing. Again, the effort, the commitment, the willingness to close down and work for each other, which is a fantastic habit to have as a team. And we've got that team ethos at the moment. But we'll be on the bus tonight going back disappointed that we're thrown 2 points away.
No Hallam Hope today. That's not an issue, is it? Was that just a selection thing?
No, he tweaked his hamstring in training the other day. So he was about... he wasn't fit for today. But he's back in doing some light training. So hopefully he'll be available for Tuesday's game. If not, maybe ready next week.
Nothing too serious then, because you've still got, obviously, Hutchinson and Lee without them. But apart from that, you're relatively healthy, aren't you?
Yeah, at the moment. Let's hope that Lee and Hutchinson and Hope can't get in the team because these lads are performing. But I just know at this moment in time is that Hallam is just a little niggle. It was not worth the risk. But the squad's getting stronger and the team spirit is very, very good. So the competition is healthy as well. So as you saw today, I just felt Chris had done well on the right-hand side, but he'd got the left-back booked. I just felt Royston coming on just a little bit different. He could have had a hat-trick in 20 minutes, could Royston.
And just to finish, I mean, you look at your away form, it is very good so far, and when you can come to places and play as solid as you are, that has to be a major positive point at the start of a season.
Yeah, often, I think I said to you at the start of the season about making Hillsborough a bit of a fortress at the moment. We hadn't been able to win a game at Hillsborough, but away from home, we look very solid, compact, and we look a very, very good side, but... We need to turn these draws into wins, and obviously the defeat we had against Forest, we need to take that into a draw as well.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay.